The Business Hour with Cyril Fouillon on OFM.
So government wants to change the process to access your retirement funds upon immigration. And to help us understand what amendments, we've got John de Toey, Head of Tax Technical at Tax Consulting SA on the line. So John, good evening and welcome to the show again.
Good evening, Cyril, and thanks for having me again.
So tell me, you know, why do people withdraw their fund when immigrating? And why is this not allowed otherwise?
Well, the policy behind this is that the government wants to incentivize people to save. So you would ordinarily be precluded from withdrawing your retirement fund before the retirement age of 55. But there's an exception to that where you leave the country permanently, in which case you would be allowed to do so because obviously you would no longer live in South Africa, and then the risk of becoming a burden on the state is effectively neutralized. So there is a concession that where you permanently immigrate, you are able to withdraw your retirement fund.
So changing the process, can you maybe take us through the old process and how it's changed?
Well, as it currently stands, when you immigrate, you note your cessation of residency for exchange control purposes with the South African Reserve Bank. And you would then be able to access your retirement fund immediately. You pay the tax on that, and you are free to go. In terms of the new tax bills that were published in July this year, as a byproduct of modernizing or changing the exchange control system that government first announced at the beginning of the year during the budget speech, they are phasing out that process of immigration, which is commonly referred to as financial immigration. And now it is proposed that where you want to access your retirement fund upon immigration, you must prove that you have been non-resident for tax purposes for at least 3 years, which is what the new requirement would entail.
Some people are concerned about the amendment. Can you maybe take us through some of the concerns?
Well, first of all, if you immigrate from South Africa, there are a lot of costs that come with that. And for many of these individuals, they need their retirement fund to bankroll whatever is required in settling in your new country of residence. So by imposing potentially a 3-year lock-in period, people cannot access those funds, which would make the immigration process far more difficult. That's on the one end of it. But on the other end, proving non-residency for tax purposes is not a tick box exercise, if I can call it that. It's very much a factual inquiry to determine if your objective circumstances prove that you would leave the country permanently. So there's not a lot of certainty on what would be expected of taxpayers if they were to state that they are leaving the country permanently. But we don't know what they would have to give to SARS or to the authorities to prove that that is in fact the case.
So let's say everything is sorted out now, what we know currently, you know, what will the effect be if the amendment progresses?
Well, the effect would be that we would be subject to a much more uncertain process. And second of all, it may mean that if you want to leave the country, your money might be stuck in South Africa for at least 3 years. If you can't show that you ceased residency 3 years before you actually left the country, which would bring immense hardship on those who choose to immigrate.
Sure. John, so do we have an idea of when this amendment might happen?
Well, the amendment was discussed in Parliament last week, where we made submissions to the Standing Committee on Finance with regard to our concerns on the proposed amendment. And the National Treasury and SARS is set to respond to those submissions tomorrow. And shortly after that, the National Treasury will issue a official response document. And once we receive that, we'll be able to see where their heads are at in terms of if they will heed the concerns raised, or if they will just push through with the amendment. in which case, if that happens, the new bills will probably be promulgated in December or early in January. And then from 1 March 2021, we'll be effectively subject to the new process. And then we'll have to see how that is factually implemented.
John, lastly, also, the taxpayers that now want to immigrate, let's say they are busy, everything is sort of in the final stages, what should they do in the meantime?
Well, that's one of the items that we asked for clarity on. You know, how would the new system be phased in? And we are set to obtain clarity on that shortly, but I would advise people who have initiated the process to finalize that as soon as they can so that they can exit their money under the old dispensation instead of, you know, entering a period of uncertainty and a potential lockup of 3 years going forward.
John, thank you so much. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. You must have a great evening.
Thanks, and you as well.
That was John De Toey, Head of Tax Technical at Tax Consulting SA, joining us on the Business Hour. So government wants to change the process to access your retirement funds upon immigration. If you maybe tuned in a little bit too late to listen to this conversation, go and listen on the blog on ofm.co.za.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyoun on OFM.